It's a special birthday tomorrow. It marks the day of a young, handsome woman who hasn't been seen in almost 20 years, and that's Maura Murray. We've got Julie Murray, her sister, on the line right now. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Christine.
Well, I know that you try to, you know, keep the interest on, keep the light on, keep the pressure on to find out what happened to your sister and where she is. But you're not forgetting acts of kindness and ways to celebrate and remember your sister in a positive way. Tell our listeners a little bit about what's planned.
Yes, so tomorrow, May 4th, would mark Maura's 41st birthday. And in honor of that, we're doing our third annual Maura workout, which consists of a 2-mile walk run and 82 burpees, and that's all scalable. This year, we're adding in a act of kindness challenge, and these two events really capture the essence of who Maura was.
And I know that you're both very athletic. Tell me how this idea came about.
Well, I just wanted something healthy to get people to remember Maura on this special day. And Maura was an outstanding runner. The 2-mile event was her best event, so I figured we'd add the 2-mile into the workout named Maura, and then 82 burpees signifies the birth year. She was born in 1982.
And I hear burpees, and I'm thinking, my God, if I could do two, I would be impressed with myself. But so I give you a lot of credit. That was always one of the toughest things to do. For people that are new to the area or not familiar with her story, could you tell our listeners what happened to Maura, as far as you know?
Yes. My little sister Maura was 21 years old. She was a nursing student at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. And on February 9th, 2004, she emailed her professors and said that there was a death in the family, and there was not. And she took out some money, got some alcohol, and headed north in her 1996 beat-up Saturn that was running on 3 cylinders. She didn't tell anybody of her plans, and then a few hours later, a witness called a 911 call to report a vehicle off the road that was Maura's 1996 Saturn up in a small rural town in New Hampshire called Woodsville, and she was never seen again.
And there have been a few, some leads over the years that some seem to look like they're going to go somewhere, and others just kind of went to an end that wasn't a resolution. And I know that there's still a lot of irons in the fire, and you're trying to keep her memory alive, keep her in the light, as they say. And is this something that you have committed? You are definitely committed to this. Your family is. You've got a lot of people here from the South Shore who knew Maura. Tell me if there's anything new that's coming up.
Well, we've always got something happening. In fact, just last weekend, my family went up to New Hampshire in the vicinity of where she disappeared, and we conducted a private search of a private property. Unfortunately, it didn't result in anything tangible, but it's just one thing that now we can cross off the list and focus our attention elsewhere.
And if there's if people have information or they want to find out what's happening and that's accurate with this investigation, you do have the official website. Tell our listeners what that is.
Absolutely. It's www.mauramurraymissing.org. And that's where you'll find the latest information directly from my family.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today. And again, let us know if there's any things that are coming up with this. We've been following this story from the beginning. She was a hometown girl, and we hope someday to have a good resolution here. Again, Julie Murray, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Christine.
You're welcome.